Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It was a shocker on Capitol Hill when John Boehner decided to step down as Speaker of the House. And now, in the midst of what we thought was going to be a leadership vote on his successor, we've got a new shocker. Kevin McCarthy of California, the presumed successor, has stepped down himself. Have the conservatives notched another one on their belt there in the House of Representatives? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Todd, what is it, another belt notch?
John, it was chaos outside the room where Republicans were supposed to be holding their internal elections for House Speaker today. It did not turn out as anyone planned. Kevin McCarthy himself stepped to the microphones with a hasty statement. Listen.
I'll stay on as majority leader. But the one thing I found in talking to everybody, if we are going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to help do that. So nothing more than that. I feel good about the decision. I feel great to have my family here, my colleagues. I think we're only going to be stronger. We fought hard to win this majority and turn this country around. And this will be a best step foot, footstep for... Did I mess up again?
Maybe a little flustered there himself. Members emerged from this meeting, John, stunned, stone-faced, some of them talking to each other, some of them not talking at all and staring at the ground as they made their way through throngs of reporters. We got a report from inside the room. Tim Huelskamp is a conservative member against McCarthy from Kansas, described what happened in the room at the moment when apparently Kevin McCarthy, who had told everyone he was running, changed his mind.
His people, his strongest supporters, were stunned. I don't think most of them, if any of them, knew. They were lined up to give him a hug. They were all crying, and I understand that they were quite emotionally upset. But I read it as they didn't know.
And then the questions, what happened? You know, up until this moment, Kevin McCarthy was actively stumping for votes. He was whipping up votes for his candidacy, did not expect to get to 218 today, but expected to get close to 200 votes in his bid for House Speaker. At a forum this morning, Kevin McCarthy made a big speech, going to members, telling them he could eventually unify the party, agreeing that he would negotiate with conservatives, maybe concessions, in order to eventually get their support. Charlie Dent is a moderate member. He's from outside of Philadelphia. He describes what he thinks went on in McCarthy's mind.
There was always a concern that if this election went to the floor, that Kevin might not be able to receive 218 Republican votes on the floor. That was the issue. And I suspect that may have entered his thinking. I can't comment on his other stuff. All I know, that's what I know to be fact, that there was concern that the rejectionist wing of the party may not support him on the floor. That was always the issue. And rather than go through that embarrassment or humiliation, he withdrew, I think. That's not what he said. That's my interpretation. He was pretty clear that he was withdrawing from the race because he didn't think that he was the right guy to unify the conference at this time. That's what I thought I heard him say.
Now, a lot of members are asking each other, and reporters are asking them too. Just yesterday, a letter from conservative North Carolina Republican Walter Jones urging any member running for leadership to reconsider if they have any moral turpitude skeletons in their closet or what he called misdeeds. There's no evidence of that at this point on behalf of Kevin McCarthy, but members are asking each other whether a situation like that could have had anything to do with this. And now the question, what's next? Jason Chaffetz of Utah had put himself forward as an alternative to McCarthy. He was mobbed on his way outside of the meeting room this afternoon as reporters crushed in on him and wondered what's next for his candidacy.
Look, it was just absolutely stunning what happened. Nobody anticipated that was going to happen. So I love Kevin McCarthy. He's a good man, and that was a tough thing to do, but... God bless him. He wants to share the same goal that I have, which is to unite the party.
Uniting the party, John, that's the question going forward. Jason Chaffetz says he's still in the race. He will still be talking to members. The leadership election is postponed. And now members are wondering out loud about the possibility of a temporary caretaker speaker, at least until January. The House has to pass some difficult bills, a spending deal, the debt limit, other bills, too, that have to get done to avoid a default or a government shutdown. Names being put forward, Tom Cole of Oklahoma, longtime member and ally of Speaker Boehner. Also, John Klein of Minnesota is another name you've heard bounced around. Members would love to see Paul Ryan of Wisconsin run for Speaker. Ryan issued a statement immediately after Kevin McCarthy stepped aside, saying he appreciates all the support, but he will not run for Speaker under any circumstances. So the path forward for House Republicans is chaotic. Speaker John Boehner himself issued a statement reassuring members that he would stay on as Speaker until a new one is found, but that he thinks one will be found by the end of October.
Well, the specter of a leaderless House of Representatives was so much work to be done. The Senate is certainly going to be concerned about that. And all that remains is for Kevin McCarthy, I guess, to say he wants to spend more time with his family. It certainly wasn't the Pope that pushed him, as it was John Boehner, apparently, a little bit anyway.
No, look, and the reality of these closed-door caucuses are that you may never really know what pushed Kevin McCarthy out. He says he couldn't get 218 on the floor. Hard to imagine that, frankly. You can negotiate these things. Unless these House conservatives stood up and said, no way, no how, it doesn't matter what you offer us, we'll never vote for you. If that was the case, then there is no scenario to 218 for Kevin McCarthy, probably, unless Democrats helped out. That doesn't make you a very powerful Republican speaker. That doesn't get you beyond 2017. You wind up a caretaker. You don't get beyond the next election. So these are secret ballots also in these meetings, so members don't have to stand up and be counted. They don't vote on their record. The numbers aren't posted on the big board over the House floor. So there are going to be a lot of sort of conclave kind of papal election questions, white smoke and gray smoke. John, you mentioned the Pope. Well, this is starting to look like a conclave, and we're going to have to sort it out.
Wanted someone to be Speaker of the House of Representatives. Being a member of the House, not necessary. Needs conservative credentials and must be willing to work weekends. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it, John.